A group of U.S. congressmen have returned from a visit to North Korea and say officials there admitted having nuclear weapons. A top U.S. defense official says the admission means a way must be found to verifiably end North Korea's nuclear ambitions. Representative Kurt Weldon, a member of the House Armed Forces Committee, led the delegation of four congressmen to Pyongyang. In Seoul on Monday, he reported that North Korea's nuclear program appears to be growing.
They admitted to having nuclear capability and weapons at this moment, and they admitted to an effort to expand their nuclear production program.
Mr. Weldon quoted North Korean officials as saying they were building the weapons in response to the U.S.-led war on Iraq and the ouster of the Saddam Hussein government there. But congressmen who spent 3 days in Pyongyang say they still are optimistic that the international dispute over the North's nuclear programs can be resolved peacefully. North Korea is in violation of a number of international commitments it has made to remain nuclear-free. The congressmen did not travel to North Korea as envoys of the U.S. government, and they did not carry a message from President Bush to Pyongyang. U.S. Deputy Secretary of Defense Paul Wolfowitz says North Korea's nuclear efforts are the biggest threat to regional stability. Mr. Wolfowitz, who was finishing a 2-day visit to Seoul, said Monday the United States lacks detailed information about the North's weapons programs, but takes Pyongyang's claims seriously.
The fact that we can't give a definitive answer, I think, underscores the fact that what we really need here is a verifiable end to whatever nuclear program they have, both those things that we know and some appropriate measures to verify things that we don't know.
Mr. Wolfowitz says he hopes North Korea will concentrate more on taking care of its impoverished citizens. But if Pyongyang engages in aggression on the Korean Peninsula, he warned that the response from Washington and its allies would be united, immediate, and devastatingly effective. North Korea has been pushing for one-on-one talks with the United States to discuss its nuclear programs. The Bush administration has said the only appropriate forum for discussions would involve other nations in the region. Tensions between Washington and Pyongyang have been high since last October, when U.S. officials first said North Korea admitted running a secret nuclear weapons program. Steve Herman for VOA News, Tokyo.